I moved up through the years with campers. I had some of the same campers in Forest, and then had them again in Lenape, and had them again in Pack. And in my Pack summer, the summer of 98, which was my last full summer, I was the VC of Pack Village, and was trying to make sure that these kids that I knew had been coming to camp for years and years, had a chance to do activities that they hadn't yet been able to do at Frost Valleys. As you mature up and grow up, you know, you get to rappel Giant's Ledge or do the other, higher risk, but, you know, not risky, just, you know, more high adventure activities. And one that we had scheduled, people know it in lots of different names. It's part of the High Adventure course, High Ropes Adventure. I know it as the Giant's Ladder. Some people know it as Jacob's Ladder. Some people know it just as the Giant Ladder, however it is. And the object of the obstacle is to two people have to climb this ladder. The ladder is 2x4s spread about 12 feet wide, and the two have to cooperate to climb the ladder, because the higher you go, the further and further apart the steps are, to the point where the bottom step is probably 4 feet from one to the next, and the top one is closer to 6 or 7 feet. So it's a truly cooperative experience. So all these Pack guys, you know, all their testosterone going, they want to be the fastest or the quickest or the best to the top. You know, they're all, you know, talking trash with each other and yet encouraging each other when anybody's on the obstacle itself. And that summer, I had one camper named Lee Chapman, who was part of the Chapman crew. I also had another camper named Miller. Now, Miller was on dialysis. He was one of our dialysis campers, which is one of the amazing things Frost Valley offers. And he had been a dialysis camper the whole of his life. So he was very physically underdeveloped. He was much smaller than the other kids. He had wore braces on his legs. He was very bone delicate. It didn't change him from enjoying the Frost Valley experience in every possible way. And one of the things he wanted more than anything was to do this element. Now, we had to get the clearance from his dialysis nurses and doctors that he could, you know, do this. And they said, well, he can try, but we don't, you know, that I said, oh, that's all he wants to do, is he given the attempt and he can try it. And so we said, okay, but now who are we going to pair him up with? You know, who can he do this with? Usually you do this with somebody of your own physical size, because there's a lot of pushing and pulling. Lee Chapman said, I'll do it with him. Now, Lee was physically considerably larger than Miller was. And, you know, beefy, you know, he's a 15-year-old kid and he's on the football team and everything else, you know. So, you know, big for his size. The two of them started this out, and Lee knew that he was going to have to do a lot of work to get Miller up this thing. You know, he would have to climb up and then pull Miller up, and these things are getting higher and higher. Now, normally most of the kids together would do it in about from 10 to 20 minutes. Like, that was a good climb time. They were on for well over an hour, and Lee was doing everything he possibly could to make sure that Miller could get up there, and like putting himself like climbing up and then dangling high and then pulling him up. It was something really, really, truly to see. Everybody on the ground is cheering and screaming for them to get higher and higher. And I said, you guys are doing great. You don't have to. And Lee looked down at me and said, we're going to the top. And all right, this is it. Yolande Philpotts and Makia Eatman were on the belay for either one of them on either side, doing their best to help make sure they were supported going up the whole time. They made it to the top, Miller and Lee, and stood on the top step of the giant ladder. And the expression on Miller's face and the exhaustion on Lee's face was, for me, the pinnacle moment of being a counselor. proud of them like my children. I actually ended up leaving right then and there because I was so overwhelmed emotionally. I went to the director's office, and it was Carol Patterson at the time. She was my director, and I sat down in her office and just started weeping. Just couldn't stop crying. But the best possible tears of joy, knowing that these two had given to each other the Frost Valley experience of accomplishment, and nothing is impossible. And I want to thank everybody for that had that moment, that gave that moment to me as a counselor.